I've never seen it, but I've heard stories about what happens when a desert area suddenly has a huge rain. In the days and maybe week or so following that rain, things just begin to burst forth in the desert. Flowers of all kinds. And they say it's a beautiful sight to behold. Isaiah, in that first reading, is drawing on an image like that. He spoke to a people who knew about deserts. And then he uses that image of things bursting forth in the desert. Flowers and blooms of every kind. And he presents it as an image of hope. Hope that their God would reach down to them. That their God would somehow rescue them and bring them the fullness of life. Life forever. Now, Isaiah is using a very worldly image. But we know that the hope about which he was speaking is a hope that this world will never give us. You know, we're never going to see the day when there is no poor, when there are no lame. We're never going to see the day when there is not conflict and division and war. Those things are beyond our human capacity. And so the hope that he gives is not a hope for this life. It is a hope for the next. I heard, and I didn't have a chance to really check this out, that in Pope Benedict's encyclical, which he released about 3 years ago on hope, he made a distinction which I found very interesting. You know, I've always kind of taken optimism and hope as being synonymous words. They mean, I thought, more or less the same. But Pope Benedict puts a different twist on that. He says optimism is a more natural virtue. You know, I'm an optimistic person. You know, I believe things are going to turn out okay. But then I might be a pessimistic person, and I kind of doubt that things are going to work out for the what good. But in the end, whether we're optimistic or pessimistic, all human things fall apart. And so optimism is just for this world, but total optimism is impossible because we get old, we die, we get sick. All of those things happen. But hope is, the Pope said, a divine virtue, a supernatural virtue. And it's based on that expectation that God will lift us out of this and we will live forever in his presence. It's a confident expectation. It is an expectation based on the promises that God has made through the prophets. Now we know that the beginning of the fulfillment of that expectation has come to us in the person of Jesus Christ. And yet we await the day that those promises will be completed to their fullness. Today is also the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Even though, because it's Sunday, it doesn't really get that much recognition in the liturgy. And yet, as I was thinking about that, I thought, Mary is truly a symbol of hope and a bearer of hope. First of all, she bore hope in her very body when she gave birth to the Savior. But then you go back into when she appeared in Mexico back in 1531. She brought hope there to a very poor, to a very oppressed people. And in those 10 years after her appearance, it is said, there were between 9 and 10 million people who were baptized, came to the Christian faith. And yet her hope wasn't optimism. It wasn't a material hope. Probably economically and socially, their lives changed very little. But gave them the hope that there will be life forever. Now, she was not the hope. She was and she is the messenger of hope. She brings us to Jesus, her Son. She tells us in one way or another that if we want life, if we want life that will never end, we come to Him. We give our lives to Him. Because nothing here can give us that hope. God and the life He wants to extend to us through Jesus, His Son, is truly for us our hope. And for this, we can have Gaudete Sunday, a Sunday of joy.